Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Psalm 119:15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Psalm 119, verse 23. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. You just rest and let God take care of them and go over their heads. And this is the one I want you to think about just a minute, and then we're going to do something. Everybody's still here, right?
Amen.
Okay. Look at this one with me. Psalm 143:5. Remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. This is what the devil doesn't like for us to do. He doesn't like for us to get still and say you're believing God for healing. He doesn't like for us to remember the days of old every time we believed God for healing, and what happened? We got healed. Or remember the days of old, every time we stood and believed God for finances. Remember the days of old, and every time you believed God for prosperity, what happened? He came through. Think on that. Meditate on that. Remember every time you needed something from God and the answer came. Remember that. Think on that. Listen to what meditate means. It means to murmur or to ponder, to imagine, to study, to speak, to utter, to just talk to God. I want us to do something in here because I'm convinced there's more people like me than want to admit it. You didn't judge me, see, I know. But I think there's more people like me that like busy and like to have something going all the time. We're going to do a little test. I think the devil has been winning too much. I'd like for every usher, every person that's moving around the building, every person that's in the lobbies to come inside the sanctuary, please. Every person everywhere. And just come in for just a minute. And I want to do a little test. Y'all up for it?
Yeah.
Y'all game?
Yeah.
Y'all chicken?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. I want to do just a little test. But before we do, well, maybe I'll tell you what we're going to do first. I would like for us to sit here, and I want every person in here for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Just to take a deep breath and think on the Lord. If you're believing for healing, think about all the things He's healed you of. If you're believing for finances, think about all the times He's brought you through. If you're believing for something, think about every time He's given you the answer for that. 3 minutes. That's not much of your life, is it? We can do that for 3 minutes, right? Without moving around, without thinking about our grocery list, without thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow. And every time you start to think about something else, what do you need to do? Grab hold of your mind, bring it back in, and start thinking about Him again. Can we do that? Do you want to see why this usually doesn't happen? put that up on the screens for me, if you would, please. Can you see what that says? It says, I wonder why I don't hear from the shepherd anymore. And you can see the shepherd in the background over there yelling for him. And he's got a TV and it's blaring. He's got a computer on his lap and it's blaring. He's got an iPod stuck in his ears with the headphones blaring. He's got a radio and it's blaring. And he's got a book in his lap and he's reading. And he can't hear the shepherd. That looks exactly like me. If you were to see me sitting outside at my house, I think that looks exactly like me. Somebody sent me this, and it wasn't my husband. It says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. Keith was teaching on this, and somebody sent me that. Now, that's just mean, isn't it? That's judging, isn't it? I think that's judging. I do. I think that's judging. No, they love me when they sent me that. It was cute. But I don't want us to do that. I don't want us to have anything going. I'm going to time us, and I want us to do 3 whole minutes, and I just want us to close our eyes. And, you know, there's a difference in praying. Some people pray, 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 and some people get into works praying. They're fighting praying. And I don't want us to do that. I just want us to focus on the Lord and just kind of from our hearts. He just kept saying, meditate in your hearts. And I just want us to think about the Lord. And I want us to just think about the things that He's done for us in the area that we're believing for. Do you understand that? Let's see, can we do it? We'll do a practice run and then you'll know how to do it when you go home, okay? All right. Then I'm going to start the timer. Let's see if I can find my timer here. Okay, we're just going to start it. Camera guys, you can relax. Everybody can relax. Just have a seat, and here we go. How hard was that? How many times did your mind wander off in different directions? And you have to pull it back in. Was it easy for God to talk to you? Brother Hagin used to talk to us about the more time that you spend doing that, the more time that you spend praying and fellowshipping with the Lord, the easier and the quicker you can just jump right into the Spirit and hear from the Lord. Do you know if you would take even 3 minutes like that out of your day and turn off your phone, turn off your TV, turn off your computer, turn everything off. And don't do it in your bed where you're going to fall back to sleep. But get up and get you a spot that you actually sit there and you get quiet and you hear from God. Start with 3 minutes. That wasn't forever, was it? 3 minutes. And get your mind still and quiet and give God a chance. You're not talking. People around you are not talking. Then He can come right in and talk to your heart.
That's right. That's good.
It's a clear channel then, just right clear to your heart. But you have to turn everything off and let Him talk to us. Psalms 25:3 says this, "Let none that wait on Thee be ashamed." Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will do what? He'll strengthen your heart." Psalm 16:11 says this, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand, their pleasures evermore." In His presence, we can get anything and everything we ever needed. Every answer, every healing, every financial answer, everything we ever needed. Don't be too busy to do what God needs you to do. Don't be too busy to help other people. Don't be too busy, like even I have been, to do what God's calling you to do. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.